USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 1 year, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and Florida Republican Representative Ted Yoho tells Fox News he'd like to see a clear definition of what denuclearization looks like on both sides.
I think it'll build on the previous summit with the four pillars, you know, making better relationships, economic development, bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and then denuclearization, once we define that, and then returning the prisoner of war. Missing in action remains.
Florida lawmakers are giving more details on the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
R. Kelly's attorney says the coordination of his bail payment is complicated, but he hopes to have his client released later on Monday. Kelly will be released after he pays 10% of the $1 million bond. His attorney also said that Kelly is pleading not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated sexual assault involving four victims, three of whom are minors. Americans are only saving 6% of their disposable income, the lowest level since the U.S. financial crisis of 2008. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This is America Saves Week, as many people feel putting money aside is difficult. George Barani is director of America Saves.
By over 40% of Americans who cannot access $400 in case of an emergency without going into debt.
Those in higher income levels feel it too.
Even a quarter of those people earning over $100,000 a year feel they don't make enough to save on a regular basis.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Four tornadoes were reported in Mississippi with one person being killed. Tishomingo County, Mississippi Fire Coordinator Ricky Cummings says his area was hit hard over the weekend.
We got about nine houses with structural damage to them. One trailer that is destroyed had a tree through it. Most of the houses, shingles are off of them. We do have one house, the whole roof is gone.
Meanwhile, Tennessee has been dealing with flooding rain from that same storm. This Nashville resident says,
you can't control it. A fire you can put out, but water, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep coming.
The Motion Picture Association of America gave an upcoming movie about abortion an R rating, citing some disturbing images. But the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R-rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it. I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.